In the lead-up to the budget, there seems to have been tension between the messages coming from the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, and the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, who's been pushing his innovation agenda, while the Treasurer's focus has been on controlling spending and cutting taxes. With no big splashes on the innovation front and no major cuts either, On the Money wondered whether Malcolm Turnbull's question to Scott Morrison was, how much can we do without spending too much money? Catherine Zenger, a found economics editor for The Age, Peter Martin in the budget lockup.
The budget is certainly about how much can we do without spending money. Now, they have spent money. In this financial year, they're spending an extra $3 billion. Over time, as some of the other measures they're introducing come in, that'll change. They'll get a bit more money from superannuation tax. They say they'll get it from companies avoiding tax. Over time, the budget will have roughly a nil effect on the economy. So, yes, they're not spending money, that's very true. Is that a good idea? Well, they say, to use the words of George Michael, you've got to have faith. They say you need to have faith that these company tax cuts we're introducing will boost jobs, boost growth. And they've got Treasury modelling to prove it. But I suppose two questions. One, how inspired are people by Treasury modelling? And how inspired are people by the dynamic-ish personalities of Scott Morrison and Malcolm Turnbull? It's a hard message to sell that cutting company tax will boost all of these things that no one can ever measure anyway. Economic growth over 20 years will be 1% higher. It's a hard message to sell. I'm not sure that the government's been blessed with the best people at selling it.
It's very similar in many ways to Joe Hockey's budget last year, with that big splash on small business and that message that it's really small business that are going to be the engine room of growth and of jobs in the economy. Has that worked over the last year for the government, and is it going to work going forward?
No, it hasn't. Small business didn't respond to that cash splash, that $20,000 instant asset write-off, anything like as much as the government would have hoped for. You're able to write off $20,000 and then write it off again and again and again. Well, they didn't do it again and again and again. So, no. Having said that, that made it very cheap. It didn't cost them as much money as it might have, and that's made it cheap to do again. Treasurer Scott Morrison refers to small and medium-sized businesses as the hope of the side. We're depending on them. I think, and we haven't seen the Treasury economic modelling yet, intriguingly they've withheld it. It'll be released later on budget night, not during the lock-up where we can assess it. But I suspect that when we see that modelling, we'll see that the Treasury thinks there'll be benefits from cutting overall company tax, the taxes paid by big companies, and probably not that many by the mum and dad companies.
They've held the line on their position that we don't have a revenue problem in this country, but they have taken some action in terms of superannuation measures and multinational tax reform. Is it going to be enough to counter some of the splashes they've made in terms of personal income tax and company tax cuts, for example?
Yeah, over time, their forecasts are that things are roughly even. But hey, how on earth can anyone estimate what multinational companies are going to pay? I mean, when Labor did the mining tax, it had no idea. The government is not privy to that kind of information, so they've got some very big numbers in there. Maybe that'll turn out, you know, maybe it won't.
How do you think this budget will be received?
There's nothing really in it for anyone, apart from, you know, if you're earning $87,000, that's you get the maximum tax cut, which equates to $6 a week. You remember we talked once about the sandwich and milkshake budget. Well, this won't probably buy you that. It'll buy you almost two coffees, one and a half coffees a week, if you're on $87,000. And the typical wage, the sort of median wage, is around $55,000, $57,000. So it's curious as to why people over 87,000 or 80,000, the benefit starts, but people that much need that benefit. Will it benefit them, much that it changes the economy? I'm not really sure that it will. And indeed, the government didn't say that it would. It said, this is a down payment. This just shows that we feel your pain, people who are on 80,000 and being pushed into the second highest tax bracket.
Scott Morrison said, we've done what we can afford to do.
Yeah, I think that's right. Overall, this budget, it's made the budget $3 billion worse this financial year. In 4 years' time, it'll leave it roughly no worse or no better. It's been a first-do-no-harm sort of budget. We're meant to believe that these company tax cuts are going to do great benefits, but there's not a particularly strong reason for believing that. It's almost Scott Morrison's, I looked up in the lead-up to the budget, Scott Morrison's first speech to Parliament, and he said, government should keep out of the way of business. And in a way, it's a keeping out of the way sort of budget. It's not a budget you'd use if you really wanted to use the powers of government to improve the economy. You know, the idea is we give people these tax cuts and we hope they'll do the right thing. We raise a bit more money from superannuation, it balances out.
It was Peter Martin, the economics editor of The Age, speaking to Catherine Zengra from the budget lockup.